UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
You're locked on the V Show with Bob Valvano on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now here's Bobby V.
If you're just joining us, there's news today. Oh, there's news, all right. Malik Williams evidently may be out for Louisville tomorrow in the game against Clemson. He bruised his knee in the last game and got sorer. And when the next day, which happens frequently with a kind of an injury like that, a bruise, they went to the doctor. He's the proverbial day-to-day. So we will see what that means for the Cards against Clemson tomorrow. One guy we know for sure is going to be out for Kentucky is Khalil Whitney, who has said, "See you later, guys. I'm blowing this clam bake." So who knows why. Most of the reputable draft lists I've looked at don't have him anywhere remotely on the landscape to be drafted, but maybe he feels, "I don't care. I'm really unhappy here. I'm not playing very much. I'll go play in Europe and try and get ready, and maybe I can work my way into the draft for next year or something else. I don't know, but you know, that's what it stands." So he's out, and that's a guy that, if you were with us earlier, Mike Pratt talked about how they really were looking forward to him getting on track. You know, if this team hit their stride in March, it would be him and it would be Keon Brooks. But now Brooks is here and Whitney's gone. And if you were with us earlier on Fast Break Friday, Pratt talked about now E.J. Montgomery's the guy he's looking at. He just has been okay and spotty, and he needs to be better than that if they're going to get where they want to get. So we'll see. As they go to Texas Tech in a game where one of our expert services say they are favored to win by a point, one says they're favored to lose by three. So we'll see who's right, Ken Pom or Sagarin. I think that's going to be fun, actually, going forward, to see who is better, the two of them. Maybe we get them in studio and they can fight. In a little bit, the girls are going to speak to you. We've had requests coming out the wazoo here to get Maria and Teresa to speak. So we're going to have Maria say the things that you sent to us in Spanish, and then I'll give you a second to try and figure it out yourself, and then we'll have Teresa fill you in. So there you go. We'll do that. Guy says you're missing the big news of the day, which is that Maria – no, it wasn't Maria – No. It says Maria is the new producer. No. That's Teresa who was doing the Sports Center. She was very good in the read, though. She really was. I think we all agree with that. But little Billy Odell was kind of pissed off. But we'll see. I don't even know what this text means. Nick probably would, though. Let's go see. Is this a real thing? So is a guy just conning me? Is there a Royal Rumble? What is that? You know what that means? Is that a wrestling thing?
Oh, it's one of the big four.
Is that going on this weekend?
Is this? Yeah. Hey, Process. Process is a wrestling fan. Is this weekend the Royal Rumble already?
Texter says, who's your favorite? Oh, yeah. Who's your favorite for the Royal Rumble this weekend? Is Bruno Sammartino in it? He's not in it, is he?
No, I think he tragically passed away, Dad.
And he won't win.
That'd be a hell of a return.
Bobo Brazil?
Bobo Brazil, Coco Beware. I'm not sure.
Bobo Brazil's also gone.
I don't think so.
Jerry Lawler?
He might be commentating.
I don't know. Then I got nothing.
I was impressed that you got that many. I was impressed.
Captain Lou Albano.
Oh, nice. He was crazy.
Let's see who else I can come up with from the old days. The Fabulous Moolah. How about that?
That's impressive.
Thank you. What was the real pretty boy? The Gorgeous George?
The original heel.
Yeah. Gorgeous George. None of them going to be there, are they?
No, I think half of those people are dead.
Well, then they won't win. Although it would be a great matchup. Why don't they promote that? It would be like Bruno Sammartino and Bobo Brazil. And then you just sit there and the ring is empty. And you just scream and yell like you would at a regular fight. The announcer can announce it, you know, and then you would know. Like, I can't remember. Bobo Brazil is not a heel, though. You know, you have to have a heel. So
it doesn't always. You can just have
two faces.
Yeah, you can have a dream match. Oh. Like two guys that are just right in the ring together.
I don't know Bobo Brazil. He had the cocoa butt. That was his move. You know what that was?
He just run and stick his butt in your face?
No, he'd bang his head against yours, which made no sense.
Oh, the cocoa butt.
Wouldn't okay. he also so break his own head? But
like that. Yeah. Ow, that hurts.
Yeah, that's why it makes you.
Oh, we just fixed the microphone. Might as well headbutt it.
Yeah, that's a good idea. The other hosts are going to appreciate that very much. So I don't know. Who's your favorite? I don't even know who's in it. The guy's nice enough to send a question. Don't you think we should try?
There was a Twitter poll I saw earlier this week. It was like, how many people will Brock Lesnar? I can't say it like Paul Heyman. Brock Lesnar. I can't do it like he does. But I guess I'll put my money on him.
He's in the thing? I thought he was fighting for real in MMA.
He went back to wrestling. He went back to wrestling. They were trying to lure him back to UFC, but no, he went back
Royal
to wrestling.
Royal Rumble is Sunday, January 26th at 6 p.m. And is it always at the same place, or they move it around?
No, I think they move that one around.
It's going to be Minute Maid Park in Houston. That's not good. One of the wrestlers could be getting signs from a little, you know, little buzzer in his ear. They would be very – if they did that, they would never, ever be invited back to run their event there. But what a way to go out. The heel – I'm telling you, I should write for them. A heel should win his match – by getting a sign so that, you know, I don't know what some guy's finishing move is, but he knows it's coming, and whatever the magic counter is, he does it, like flips him out of the ring, wins the championship, and afterwards, there's video evidence, they're debating it. How did he know that was coming? And then he's got like a little electronic thing in his shorts, and it falls into the ring, and then, I'm telling you, what a storyline that would be. He would be even heelier, and it would be great, it would be timely.
You should write that. Right,
that's
send that
a
to
script.
Vince.
That is a wrestling script, if ever there was one. But they probably don't have time. Well, I don't know. They probably wing some things together in the spur of the moment. Duck the Bruiser, is that a real guy? I don't. Actually, you know, what my money's
no
on.
Idea.
My money is on that wrestling radio host,
Steve Ramage.
If he doesn't win, well, then it's just a bunch of crap. By the way, speaking of great scripts, many of you probably heard the disturbing news. It's a little bit sad. The greatest halftime show in history, Red Panda, worked at Notre Dame the other day, and I guess the plates came tumbling down. They were just all over the place. And I got to thinking, she's a very nice lady. So, I mean, I took no happiness in that, but like if they do a bio of her, you know, I just visualize a movie, and the movie is her growing up, you know, humble beginnings in China, and she comes up, and all the people in her family are these, you know, Chinese acrobats that are hugely successful, and she has this wild dream, and they're all mocking her. No, Daddy, no, I'm going to throw plates on my head. You're crazy, little girl. You're crazy. Nobody's going to want to see that. Do like your brother. He's swallowing a whole fireplace. No, no, I'm throwing plates on my head. It'll never sell, I tell you. And she just she works her way up in all these little like county fairs and stuff, and all of a sudden she gets her big breakthrough, and then she is on a roll. She's doing college basketball games. She's doing the NBA. She's doing like 200 dates a year, and every one is a standing ovation. And it's just one glorious time after another. Even some adversity. You know, this is true, by the way. They stole her unicycle in San Francisco, and the Warriors bought her another one. They paid for a new one to be made. So she got a new unicycle. And, it's just, you know, just a great, glorious story. And then last night, the plates fall off her head. And she shakes it off. But now the next game, she goes to Purdue. And the plates fall off her head again. And all of a sudden, they start telling her, Panda, listen, might be time to slow down. She's like, no, no. I vowed I will do this for the rest of my life, but not everybody works forever. Look at your brother. 75, he tried to swallow the fire. Remember, look at his face. It looks like an overcooked marshmallow. You can't do it. You can't do it. I'm going to do it. I told my family I will do it until I can't work anymore. And then she goes to the Big 12 in Oklahoma. She goes, she throws the, and they fall off her head again. They're all, there's embarrassed silence. But now she's going to places and it's falling off. Now they're starting to boo her. And now the next year she calls her agent and he's like, she's like, what about, aren't we working in the garden? Panda, I can't get you in the garden. Get me work. I can still do this, I tell you. Panda, it might be time to think about something else. No, no, I tell you, I can still do this. Get me back working. And he's booking her. And fortunately, now she's at like really low majors, you know, glorified gyms. And the plates are still falling off. And they're giving her polite applause. Every once in a while, she catches a plate or two. And then the next, pretty soon by the middle of the year, she's working like junior colleges, you know. And then she gets through the year, and she's like, that was not my best year, but I'm telling you, I've still got great plate flipping in me.
Ta-da.
Panda, walk away, no! And he's, I can't get you those gigs, will you get me working? And the next scene, she's working like high school gyms. There's like 150 people in the gym, and all they do is heckle the crap out of her. As soon as she comes out, they're screaming at her, yelling at her, and she's getting more and more impatient because the plates are, she's yelling at the guy who throws her the plates. She's swearing at him. He's throwing the plates up to her, and she's cussing him out. She lost. They're screaming at her. She loses. The plates all fall off, and she chases the mascot out of the gym on her unicycle. She's just throwing plates at him. You son of a... Beep, beep, beep. And they talk to her, and she's like, I know if I could just get back in the arenas, I could do it again. These high school gyms, the lighting's not good. The floor's not good. And they talk to her agent. He's like, I tried to tell her it's not the floor, kid. It's not the lighting. It's time to slow down. She's like, I can reinvent myself. And they cut the next one, and she's back. She's working the smallest of amusement parks. She's just sitting in a chair, and she's trying to flip the plates on her head.
Ta-da.
Still can't do it. They're just bouncing off her head. They're breaking. The little kids are pointing at her. The last scene, she says, I've got a new idea for it. And you just see her in the driveway of her house riding around in a tricycle. And she's taking the plates and placing them on her head by hand. She's like, this will be good. Look, it'll show great balance. I'll make really sharp turns. And they go talk to the NBA general managers. She's the best that ever was, but time waits for no man. Look at her brother. And now look at Panda. And it fades out as she's in the driveway with broken plates all over the driveway. And she's just like, I'm telling you, this will go. They'll love this. This is a new thing. Red Panda. From humble beginnings in Asia to the top of the NBA mountaintop.
That was pretty depressing, man.
Yes,
I'm not sure I like that.
There's no happy ending at the end. That's the whole point. She gets the little gig she gets. They've ended in disaster. She's squaring at the fans. She climbs off the unicycle and runs into the crowd, starts breaking a guy, trying to break dishes over his head. The fans are all scattering. I'm telling you, this is
what? What would the 30 for 30 be called? What if I told you the fall from an 18-foot unicycle is dramatic?
What if I told you that a small Asian woman dominated the NBA and then unfortunately went out with a blaze of bad behavior that would make Latrell Sprewell blush? This is the story of Red Panda. And it starts with just one of her outbursts late in her life. You bloop, bloop, bloopity bloop. Don't tell me how to bloop, bloop, bloop. You throw the dishes where I tell you. You bloop, 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 bloop. The guy says, no Willis Reed return for Red Panda?
No, see, that's
time,
what I'm talking about.
Time waits for no man.
As much as we like to see a crash and a fall from glory, we also love to see...
Yeah, this is not a story of redemption.
Love to see someone come back. So my movie, Red Panda 2, she's down on her luck. It's sad. And she's just, she has to make ends meet, though, because she blew all of her Red Panda money on bearer bonds. And so she's working at a diner. Okay. And people are just ridiculing her, but she's been humbled. And so occasionally she'll sign a photo, smile with somebody, you know.
I remember you. You're the lady with the unicycle.
My mom said that you called her a mother trucker one time. Yeah, well, you know. But she's coming back. She's coming back, and then all of a sudden, like, someone's questioning her, you know, why are you settling for this? You still got some fight in you. You still got some moxie. You belong not behind this grill, but on top of that 18-foot unicycle.
Oh, it's a completely different storyline. She's given up on herself and
yes,
the people around her.
At this point, and they start, but they love her. Like, they accept her, but they see that she's got enough for one more major halftime show. And then, of course, now she has a rival that comes in, and I don't know, he shoots rockets out of his crotch or something.
Who are you?
So, he's one of those guys, and, you know, he scoffs at her.
That's how he calls himself, Rocket Crotch.
Rocket Crotch, yeah. Rocket Crotch is a total DB. But, I mean, that's what the kids want these days.
Yeah.
Fire Crotch. Yeah, no, that's it. He's Fire Crotch.
Okay.
Thank you. He shoots fireworks out of his crotch. Because that's what people like, the snarky and everything like that. But he comes in there, and he treats her like total crap. Even though that when she wasn't a total DB, she actually trained him when he was younger.
Yeah, okay.
At mascot camp or whatever. But he forgets where he's come from.
Sure.
He's hot. And so he treats her like crap and just keeps sending her back to get more plates of food at the diner. And he keeps mocking her mercilessly. You know, oh, you're going to drop that one? You're going to drop that one? And finally, she can't take it anymore.
Okay.
And she slams down the table, and he yells at her and goes, you need to remember your plates. He knocks all the plates off of the table. And then out of nowhere, everyone, like, you know, shields themselves thinking it's going to crack. But none of them do. Why? Because she catches them all on her foot.
I thought that's what you could say. She walks around the room. She looks and she flips one up on her head. And people go, ooh.
But see, that's the thing. She catches them all, and everyone, like, freezes. And even Rocket Crotch or Red Crotch or whatever his name is, you know, panics. But then she drops it because she's still not there yet. But so later on, she's in the back, and everyone's left. And it's just her.
Okay.
And this comes on the radio. And she just throws one down, and she catches it. And then she flips it up, and it wobbles, wobbles, wobbles. She catches it.
There's a ladder back there because they were doing construction work. She climbs on top of the ladder.
And then that's the start. And then training montage. This will go on for about 45 minutes because I really don't have much plot. And then sure enough, it comes down to, I don't know, the final four, some big events going down. And people want both of them. They realize that, oh, wow, Red Panda's still in town. You know, the superstars all came down with a non-lethal stomach flu.
Okay.
You know, they make a cameo in this too, because we love them. And they cheer for Red Panda. They're the good guys.
Okay.
They're in her corner.
All right.
But they can't do it. And so it comes down to Rocket Crotch and Red Panda. And all these people don't really remember Red Panda, but they kind of do. And all, like, these are young kids. This is a little bit in the future. And so they go, like, they think that they're going to love Rocket Crotch.
Okay.
Because, I mean, he's big with the kids.
Sure.
And everything. They don't think that Red Panda has anymore. Half these kids don't even know. And this is in an age when people, you know, you have 5 seconds to grab attention. It's all TikToks and
sure.
Snapchat
okay.
and InstaFace and everything like that. And her corny-ass music hits, but it's so earnest. And people are laughing at her at first.
And?
But she does it.
And she gets every plate up there?
And then Rocket Crotch realizes what he's been missing. He's been chasing the fame and the glory and the bitches and everything that comes with being like a big-time halftime act. He forgot that it's about putting smiles on people's faces.
No, he can't come out. Somebody has to suffer. He has to suffer.
Well, this is after he's had a very tragic Rocket Crotch incident.
No,
he's had a...
No, that's what I would suggest. Yeah. He's so obsessed with her, he doesn't connect his mechanism right.
Oh, and then it blows off his mechanism.
No, he blows himself right out of the gym.
He becomes a gelding. He becomes Rocket Gelding.
He starts the fireworks, and he gets blown right out of the gymnasium.
Are you baked?
Yeah,
No. I haven't been able to talk for 4 hours, so this is all just pent up.
Yeah, believe me, people are pissed about it, too. Just telling you.
Get back on the mic and people.
Tell you guys, like, turn the mic off. You go, damn it, they fixed the mic. Now he's going to talk the whole rest of the show.
Damn, skip
my son, wise ass, stop.
No, it's okay. Anyway, but go back to the sports. There are some major sports topics we need to talk about.
No, it's not. The girls have to talk in a minute.
Yeah, well, they have 30 minutes to talk. They've been warming
up. What have I talked about? Whitney's leaving, and Malik may not play tomorrow. I mean, and we gave you the predictions of the games. And I'm still not a big fan of the Pro Bowl because I can't watch, because if a guy gets hurt in that game, I think it's a tremendous waste of time. I would like to see them do skill stuff or do something unusual, but that's just me. The NFL doesn't consult with me on that. So there you go. What else would you like me to ask about? I think the storylines of the game, Texas Tech is very funny, Texter. Texas Tech is riding whatever success they have has been because of their defense. They disrupted Louisville by really putting the extended pressure defense on. They play it kind of like the old Bob Knight way. They get out and they're, you know, denying passing lanes and putting pressure on you. They're going to have to do that against Kentucky. I don't know. Their offense can be good, but they're hanging their hat on defense. But frankly, if you look at Kentucky, they're hanging their hat on defense too, such as it is. They're giving up 38% shooting, 29% shooting behind the three-point line, and they're out-rebounding opponents by six a game. They actually make more turnovers than their opponents. Same thing Louisville does, strangely enough. But they do a really good job on the backboards and holding the shooting percentage down. That may explain why Louisville and Kentucky played to overtime. The stats as a team are frighteningly similar in terms of the strengths and weaknesses of the team. Their strengths are they both give up very low shooting percentages against. Kentucky gives up 38%. Louisville gives up 37%. They both shoot 46% from the field. Kentucky gives up 20. They both give up the identical three-point shooting percentage defensively, 29.2%, identical to the thousandth of a percentage point. Louisville is a better three-point shooting team. They make 38%. Kentucky only makes 31%. But Kentucky makes five more free throws a game than Louisville does. That makes up for that. They both are about plus six in rebounding. They both are minus less than one in turnovers, minus a fraction. That's the one thing that they don't do especially well. Kentucky gets more blocks per game. No, they do. 5.2. Louisville gets 3.1. They both get five steals a game, which is weird. Louisville doesn't really extend their defense much, but they get actually 1/10 more steals per game. But the point being, Chris talks about his defense all the time. Good reason. That's where they've had to hang their hat. Well, frankly, you don't hear Cal saying it as much, but that's where they're hanging their hat too, and they're playing against a very good team. So that'll be the storyline there. Louisville's storyline is going to be, if you heard Chris Mack earlier, it's a very unusual team, Clemson. Very unusual. It's the ultimate scratch and claw grindy team. They play odd lineups. Louisville may be without Malik Williams. They may. I don't know that means Aiden Gahan's going to get minutes. I think they'll probably play small when they don't play Enoch if Malik can't go. I think they're more likely to do that, at least in some stretches, because Sims, the terrific player for Clemson, is an odd matchup anyway, so might as well put Sutton on him. We'll see. We'll see what plays out. But the fact of the matter is, if they better be locked in more for the whole 40 minutes, because this is Clemson's game. That's how they're ready to grind it and scratch and claw. My game, I'm going to do Kansas hosting Tennessee, which to me is, it's a game day. It's the game day is going to be out there, and we'll have the game on radio. It's going to be wild because it's the first game after the suspension. The D'Souza's out. I guess there's going to be a bunch of guys out. I don't think they staggered the suspension, so I guess they're going to be playing very shorthanded. And Tennessee, of course, still has a lot of work to do. They had injury issues of their own, and they've been in a lot of people's minds a team that was really, really identified the beginning of the year as a potential having a big season, and they have not. So this is an opportunity. My God, you win at Kansas. I don't care who's out. That's still an attention getter. So we'll see how that plays out. So the storyline of that game is going to be all around Kansas. I mean, that's how they play without D'Souza, how they adjust to the adversity of what's gone on. That's going to be the storyline there. There's no question. So we'll see how that goes, because that's a team that certainly, when they played well, you thought – that they and Duke were the two teams that you said, well, you know, I wouldn't want to bet heavy on anybody making the Final Four, but those are the teams that look like they had the best chance. And Duke has stumbled a couple of times lately, and now Kansas has to deal with this suspension. They haven't been particularly dominant either. So it is wide open out there. Everybody's getting peanuts, so enjoy the flight. We'll take a break, and the girls will give you your movie lines that you requested earlier. You know you won't want to miss that. Maria and Teresa have been warming up in the bullpen, so we'll let them. Guy says, that Teresa sounds like a smoke show. Honestly, she is. But Maria's every bit as, I mean, beauty finds beauty. They're just, they're very, very, but I don't want to objectify them because they're very bright. They're extremely smart women, and so that's what's perhaps most impressive about them, is that they are the whole package. If you're a synthetic man, you would very much, you could do a lot worse than those two synthetic women. I don't think there's any question about that. Which one would you like? Would you like Lightstream Lightstream is a way to help you get out of your credit card debt problems that you probably have because you ran up some bills during the holidays. Everybody does. No great sin in that. But you take a look at the credit card interest rates, over 20% on average, and you got yourself a situation where you're saying, I am paying so much in interest. This is killing me. Well, Lightstream's credit card consolidation loans have rates as low as 5.95% APR with auto pay. Why not roll multiple credit card payments into just one payment? Not only is it more convenient, but you're going to get a lower fixed rate. Pay off your credit card balances and save with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. No fees, no application fees, no origination fees, no transaction fees. Application's quick and easy. You can do it right from your phone. And Lightstream believes people with good credit deserve a better loan experience than paying back interest rates over 20%. They'll give you a chance to save a lot of money with their credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. And we'll give you a chance to get a special interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is go to Lightstream.com/Falvano. That's LIGHTSTREAM, Lightstream.com/Falvano. It's subject to credit approval. The rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com/Falvano for more information. We'll take a short
break. La belleza está en el ojo del espectador. Pero maldita sea, estoy bien.
Wow.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, but damn, I'm fine.
You're listening to The B-Show with Bob Valvano on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I always think the radio stations keep you up to date on things going on. I think it's a good thing, so I thought I'd call this everybody's attention. It's kind of an artist from years ago, but a certain demographic will remember. He had some many hits. He's been in showbiz for four decades now, still going strong. But Thunder in My Heart, Long Tall Glasses, More Than I Can Say. Leo Sayer will be doing a show on March 13th. That'll be coming up at the University Concert Hall in Limerick, Ireland. So you're going to want to get those tickets as soon as you can. That'll be in March, as I said, March 13th, doing two shows. Oh, I'm sorry, one show, 8 p.m. in Limerick, Ireland. And the tickets start at 36 euros. That's the main level. The concourse is 32.50. So book your tickets now.
Okay, I'll buy it. Leo Sayer. Why?
Because I happened to be listening to a Leo Sayer song, and I wanted to see if he was still performing, and it happened to come up on my phone, and my mind is warped, and so I thought I'd throw it out there. So I actually use him as a reference, though, on a serious note, by the way. He is, to me, what's the word to be looking for? The cautionary tale about getting a little bit too excited about what you've done. My father, God rest his soul, used to say all the time, you need to be very nice to the people that you pass on the way up because they're going to be the same people that you'll pass on the way down. And Leo Sayer was a guy, 90% of you may not know who he was, but he did. He had a bunch of top, big selling albums and top 10 hits and crap. This is going back a long time ago. But we went to see him. He did a concert at an outdoor theater at Central Park one summer. A friend of mine and I, we were in college. That's how long ago it was, I think. We definitely were in college. And it was a great show. I mean, the place was rocking. It was a huge crowd. And he was so good. And we found out he was doing a show the next night out on Long Island where we lived at another big venue, a place called Westbury Music Fair. I said, you want to go see him again? I'd go see that again. He said, yeah, let's do it. So we went the next night and saw him again. And then same deal. Packed. Two encores, standing ovations, okay? So that was one night at Central Park, one night at the Westbury Music Fair, and that was his tour through New York. Well, and both of those shows were smashes. So the next year, one year later, Westbury Music Fair said, oh, my God, we're going to capitalize on that. We're going to book him for a week. And they booked him for a week, and so I went to see him again, and it was like 75 people. And he was booked for a week. He didn't say anything controversial. He didn't come out and, question God or the United States or anything. 1 year, same market, same city, same guy. 1 year later, sold out fanatical, crazy crowds in two big arenas night to night. The next year, they booked him for a week. I'm not kidding. 75 may be an exaggeration, but it wasn't. The building held, I don't know, maybe 1,000. It was maybe 15% filled, so it was maybe 150. It was unbelievable. And he put his heart in it, and he still gave you a great show, but I was like, how does that happen? So I always tell people, before you get too full of yourself, 1 year later, you could be the after Leo Sayer. The before Leo Sayer was fun. The after Leo Sayer.
Well, he was still fun.
He was. He just wasn't as... I'm sure the Westbury Music Fair people were not as choked up about him. Hey, Leo, what'd you do? Did you go say some nasty things about babies? You crack on the United States? No. He's English. I can't do a good English accent. You can do like potty. No, I was...
You can just do Cockney. It's very weird.
It was completely inexplicable, but that's how the world works. And that's why if you get too hung up on what people think, you'll drive yourself bat spit crazy. Because there's no real rhyme or reason for that. But that was incredible. I don't think I've ever seen that before in 1 year in the same market. A guy who didn't... I've seen it happen when people have gone from faces to heels. But I've never seen it just, by just... The next year, that was last year. It's ancient. Play the oldies. It's 11 months old. That was incredible. All right, the girls are going to talk.
I feel like this is like a callback to our Red Panda movie.
What this? It was really sobering. I mean, think about how many years ago that was. Frightening. Sadly, it's a lot of years. I was in college. I still remember that. I can still see the crowd because I remember the shows the year before. I mean, two encores. I don't even know if he planned two encores, but they wouldn't let him leave after the first encore. This one, he did that thing where, like, I know I'm supposed to do an encore, but there's like 150 people here. I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm not going to embarrass me. He ran, like, to the edge of the stage, turned around, came right back, did the encore and left. Because it was like, I mean, this is, the encore is part of the show for 90% of the people doing concerts. So he built it in. He just came back and did it. But the year before, I swear, he left after the first encore. I think he thought it was done, and the people would not stop. They were like, "Woo, Leo," and he came back and sang the Star Spangled Banner. No, he didn't. He did some more songs. It was really good. Anyway,
the wheels on the bus go around.
Like one little, two little, three little, and he did that. All right, so here's what the girls, Maria's going to say it first. We'll give you a minute to guess, and you could show off if you're bilingual. I don't really care about your personal life, but I mean, if you're bilingual and you speak Spanish, you'll know what she was saying, so it won't be much of a game for you. But for everybody else who took high school Spanish for like a year or two, you can play along. Many of these are famous movie lines or showbiz lines, or some are not. But I don't even know what order. I gave them to Maria, and she nodded, said gracias, and here they go. So here's the first one on the list. Let's see what it is.
Hablamos de práctica. No es un juego práctica.
Teresa, what
we
is she
talking about? Practice, not a game. Practice.
The Allen Iverson rant. Thank you. That was from one of our texters. That's a good one. All right. I wonder if I would know these if I didn't have an idea. I don't know what order Nick put them in, but practical. I was like, well, it has to be practice. All right.
We in here talking about practice.
There you go. Yeah, that's it. Allen, the girls interpreted it for you. They're having a good show today, the girls. They really are. We're very pleased with them. All right, let's see. Maria, what do you got for the second one?
Estos pretzels me están haciendo sediento.
Don't know that one. I don't know that at all. Go ahead.
These pretzels are making me thirsty.
From Seinfeld. That was from a texter. Very good. Very good. All right. Two for two there. Those were good. I got the first one. I didn't get the second one, even though I kind of knew it was on the list. All right, what's the third one?
Escuché de un destacado refuerzo.
Wow. I don't know what that is. What is that, Teresa?
I heard from a prominent booster.
That's awesome.
I didn't see that one coming. Oh, okay. Well, we've got a few more. What else do we have, Maria?
Declare su negocio.
Let me give you that one again.
Do that again.
You say you.
Declare su negocio.
I feel like you say this once or twice a day.
Oh, I know what it is. All right.
State your business.
There we go. Thank you. Have Maria say it again, because occasionally.
Declare su negocio.
Say it slow. How is it spelled? Because I.
Declare su negocio.
Declare so?
Declare.
Declare so? What's the last one?
Negocio. Declare your business.
I know it is, but what's the word for business?
Negocio.
Negocio.
Declare su negocio.
Declare su negocio.
Declare su negocio.
All right. Thank you, Maria. We'll be asking
State
people that.
State your business.
Very nice, girls. I like that. We'll
you didn't,
have to remember that
you
one.
Didn't ask. There's been so many people in and out of here. But that's a mixtape. Yeah. It was, I mean, we had to fix the mic.
Well,
I mean, Process was in here. You
didn't
never,
make any sense because they couldn't answer because I knew the mic was broken.
That's a good point.
So, like, state your business.
Screaming
well,
at
we could have gotten Reluctant Maria or it's translator Teresa to maybe say it.
I didn't want to. All right, here we go. Go ahead. Is this an added, extra added value? And at the end, just do he gone in both languages. People have asked for that. But here's the other one. What do we got?
Siempre estar cerrando. A Luis ser clausura.
I know that one. That's from Glengarry Glen Ross, folks. Go ahead, Teresa. Tell them what it is.
Always be closing. Always be closing.
ABC. Always be closing. All right. And now can we type in he gone in honor of Khalil Whitney?
Yeah, we could definitely.
All right. So I think it's we've got a bunch of people, and she said it earlier, say, make her say he gone. So here we go. This will be both languages, in Spanish, in English. He gone. Here we go.
Se ha ido.
He gone.
I got to admit, that is one of the better ones. He gone. Because she actually has kind of the right inflection with that one. The other one, she's like Billy Odell. She's kind of all over the map. But that one is pretty good inflection there. I like that.
He gone.
Oh, very nice. Very nice, girls. Hey, college
Keep
best.
Keep it locked to ESPN 680 1057 for UK post with Ensign Brown immediately after the final buzzer. Cards face Clemson at 2. Chris Mack and his presser say big man Malik Williams is day-to-day thanks to an injury in the first half of the Georgia Tech game.
Very nice. She said, how come she said UK there, but in the other one she said Uke? Did you put a space? You have to put a space.
Maybe.
If you put a space, you'll do it that way. That's not the only college basketball we have. ESPN Louisville, your home for the most college basketball play-by-play. And, of course, the exclusive home of the NCAA tournament in the Final Four. Friday, which is tonight, Wisconsin takes on Purdue. That's at 6:45 on ESPN 680-1057. Then tomorrow, the proverbial triple header. Villanova at Providence start things off at 12:45 p.m. right here on 680-1057, or as Teresa called it, 10:57, but... That's okay. She doesn't. You'd have to write the words out. You'd have to write 105.7. She would say it that way, I'll bet, if you wrote the whole word out. O-N-E-O-H-F-I-V-E-P-O-I-N-T-S-E-V-E-N. I'll bet you she'll say that right. We'll give her a chance, Teresa, if you want to say that when you get a chance. But
105.7.
There we go. Very nice. She's a fast learner. I'm telling you. You guys are all going to be out of work.
So Uno, cinco, siete.
Oh, for our ESPN Deportes listeners. As soon as she figures out how to work the board, you guys are all out on the street. Villanova and Providence, 12:45. I'll be happy to tell you that you can hear Sean Kelly and I with the call of the Tennessee-Kansas game. We'll be out in Lawrence at 3:30 p.m. on ESPN 680-1057. And then finally, Charlotte takes on Western Kentucky in Bowling Green. That's a 7 o'clock tip. That is on 93.9 The Ville. And, of course, we have all of the post-game stuff going on as well. Kentucky for the Texas Tech game, the pre and post for Louisville against Clemson. So you won't want to miss any of that. Also, you won't want to miss the opportunity to get yourself some terrific jewelry at Genesis Diamonds. You know, the competition doesn't want you to even set foot in their store, because if you do, it's going to be game over, because they have the largest selection, period. Massive diamond inventory. All the world's top designers. Brands that other stores aren't even allowed to carry. Tacori, Viraggio, dozens more. The value, Genesis Diamonds come straight from the diamond cutters. They cut out the middleman, means you pay less. And Genesis really stands behind everything they sell with a free lifetime warranty. No charge ever for sizing, cleaning, routine maintenance. Other jewelry stores charge you for that kind of stuff. Genesis, happy to do it free. And don't worry about any sales pressure. The other stores, unlike them, Genesis's people have no commission. They're no commission salespeople, just jewelry experts who want to make sure you go home happy with something that you can afford and you are pleased with. They don't play pricing games. They don't pressure you. They're just there to guide you, help you make the right decision. Genesis Diamonds is the official jeweler of the Kentucky Wildcats and the Louisville Cardinals. 2020 is here. Celebrate the new decade in a big way with a big diamond from Genesis Diamonds, Shelbyville Road Plaza. All right, I think we got to go. So we're going to. Have a great weekend, everybody. Unless you know something on it, we'll be back at it with you on a Monday. The Take is next. Thank you to Maria and Teresa for being with us, Mike Pratt for joining us earlier, and you for spending some of your Friday with us. Take care of yourself, and we'll see you on Monday on ESPN Radio.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.